low rainfall this wet season and heat stress have been blamed for the death of about 40 sawfish in the West Kimberley. The Department of Primary Industries said the fish were found stranded in a drying pool in Blina Creek in December. The incident's only come to light this week. A team of experts travelled to the area to try and save the fish, but only two were able to be relocated to another waterway. A state government spokesman said the prevailing environmental conditions at the time appeared to be the primary cause of the fish deaths and that no further investigations have been carried out. The sawfish is a pretty intriguing creature. Barbara Waringa is a zoologist based in Cairns. She's with the research organisation called Sharks and Rays Australia. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Vanessa.
When you hear about the death of 38 sawfish in one small area, what's your reaction to that news, Barbara?
My reaction is, oh my God, this is massive news, and you know, sawfish are pretty rare, so yeah.
And so can you quantify it for me when you have the removal in essence of almost 40 fish from a population in one creek or river system? What's the effect of that?
That's a very good question, and that's something where I would say we don't know, which is often the case with endangered species. But so, you know, in some areas in Queensland where we work, we wouldn't even see 40 sawfish in the river system, so that gives you a comparison.
You wouldn't even find that many, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. So to have so many animals in one area die, it obviously, you know, has an impact on the local population in that river.
And the poor wet season that we had in the West Kimberley, particularly heat stress, drying pools, are these factors that you see play out in other areas and affecting fish in other regions?
Yeah, so this is, yeah, I would definitely say so. And this is really interesting because, like in Queensland, for example, we had an absolutely huge wet season. Like it still rains almost every day in Cairns. But in WA, it seemed to be that you had the total opposite, and that caused, you know, the death of these animals.
And human impact too. What kinds of human impact can there be on sawfish?
Yeah, so when you look at sawfish, the one thing that makes them unique is their saw. And that saw is an amazing weapon for them. And, you know, they use it for hunting and to find their prey. But it also easily gets entangled. And so it gets entangled in fishing lines, it gets entangled in nets, and, you know, basically gets entangled in anything that they come across. And this is one of the big concerns that we have.
And I understand that some people like to collect the sawfish saws as well, which is illegal. That must be a concern too, that people want to trophy hunt the fish.
Yeah, so that definitely is a huge concern. And, you know, it's like I always tell people the sawfish needs the saw more than, you know, we need to have it on our walls. Like for them, it is really important for hunting and to find their prey. And so, if you remove that saw, you're very likely to kill the animal. But if it does survive that initial amputation, then they basically starve to death. And that can take months.
Well, that's pretty grim. Nationally, Barbara Waringa, what are populations like of sawfish?
This is one of the big questions. It's really hard to give exact numbers in animals, for example, that you can't, you know, you don't see them. They don't come to the surface. They live in murky waters. But we know that Australia is a global stronghold for sawfish. So, you know, the populations over here are doing better than in most other parts of the world. And so that means we need to look after them. And, yeah, we need to figure out what the strongholds are within Australia. And within that, we know that the Fitzroy River is one of the most important locations.
Barbara, do they travel to breed, for example? I know some fish move up and down river systems to the ocean and back again to breed or feed. Do we know about migratory habits of these fish?
Yeah, so we do. And especially, so in Australia, we've got four species. And especially when we're talking about freshwater sawfish, which is the species that where the animals passed away in that pool. These animals, they're called freshwater sawfish because the juveniles spend their life in freshwater, and then when they become sexually mature and when they reach adulthood, they basically move out into salt waters.
So I guess when you've got things like drying pools or changing water flows or dams and barrages, all of that has an effect on a migratory population.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, the fact that these animals move into rivers and the juveniles then try and go into really, really shallow habitats because they're trying to get away from large predators like bull sharks or crocodiles. So that means that they're highly susceptible to, you know, changes in water flow, as you said, and also temperature changes.
And coming back to the deaths of almost 40 sawfish, I mean, how does the investigation for you need to be carried out? What sorts of things do you want to know as somebody who's very interested in rays and sharks? What kind of answers do you want?
Yeah, so my understanding of this whole situation is that my colleagues at Murdoch University, they travelled up and investigated that situation. And they were also trying to get as much information from every single one of the deceased animals that they could get. And so, for example, they were taking different types of samples from them and just really, you know, trying to get as much data out of a bad situation and with that turn it into something that is useful for that species. I think anything that is done into the future, you know, we need to get an idea of this, whether this is a regular occurrence or not, and then figure out whether there is ways of, you know, relocating these animals, obviously before they die from that heat stress.
And you mentioned earlier that you feel that the Fitzroy is quite a stronghold. Is it worth taking such action for this species?
I think it totally is, because, you know, when you haven't, like, let's put it like this. This particular species of sawfish is considered the most endangered of all marine fish. As I said, the adults are in salt water, and, you know, they're gone from 95% of their former range globally around the world. So, you know, we really, really need to look after them here. And so that means if there is a death of 38 animals, then we have to try and prevent that in the future.